This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Okay, so really, you know, children are in a place of dependency on their parents and they have to grow into be adults. So they need to find out who they are in that process. They need to work out their own identity. You know, there's a big questions going on in their heads through the teen years. Who am I? Am I normal? Are these physical changes normal? Am I what I'm thinking about? Am I, you know, it's all about am I normal? Who am I? What am I good at? You know, where do I belong? So they're very key things, and it's quite a stage, and potentially can be quite a stage of vulnerability for young people, Laura. So, yeah, very key, very important. How you feel about yourself affects everything about your life, how you act, the choices you make, the people you hang with. So absolutely essential.
And as you are looking at those different things, like the emotional changes you're experiencing, the physical things, how do you find a sense of security in that sort of season of life?
Okay, well, first of all, I think it's really important to realise that they are in quite a twisted world in a way, because this world that they live in is continually telling them to find their security on the outside. So, you know, how you look, what you do, you know, the lifestyle you have you got the certain money? You know, girls are continually made to feel, are they skinny enough or pretty enough? And boys are feeling inadequate. So there's this constant external pressure trying to, you know, form an identity, say to them, if you have this, if you look like this, then you'll feel good about yourself. But actually, true identity comes internally. And ultimately, I mean, it comes from our relationship with God. It comes from a sense of knowing that God made us and designed us uniquely, that we're all unique, that we are all have a different identity. But essentially, it comes from knowing that God loves us, you know, that he died for us and he cares about us. You know, I often think about what it must have been like for God to give his son. You know, I have three sons and love each one dearly. And there is no way, Laura, not over my dead body, would I give any of my boys for someone who didn't deserve it or didn't even know I was doing it, you know, give their life for them. And God did that for us. And that's the foundation. There's lots of things you can do to build a healthy identity about the rock. The thing that is unshakable is the fact that God loves us. He cares about young people. He cares about young adults. And the fact that he unconditionally gave his son, no matter how far you are from him. So that's the bottom line. That's the foundation of all security, of all identity.
And it's such, I guess, a picture of worth, and it's more internal. Like, that's a very personal experience that people have that doesn't come from that external kind of stuff.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, God looks at the inside. He works on the inside, and then you feel better on the outside. So that I think, you know, identity is a whole lot of things. That's our core, deepest thing. There's a gap inside every one of us, a hole, as you say. It's like the gold hole, and unless you find that, you'll be looking in other things to fulfill it. But also, we're soul beings, we're body beings, you know, we need to look at identity in lots of different areas, which over the next few weeks you and I are going to talk through. So finding healthy ways to develop an identity as a young person.
Absolutely. Well, what a great foundation to start off from. Wendy, thank you so much. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.